And now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is revolutions. Each of my guests is talking about a revolution in society or in their lives. My first guest is a music critic who turned his attention to protest songs to see the impact the music had on society. We discussed his latest book, 33 Revolutions Per Minute. My second guest is the CEO of Bannon Communications Research and a political pundit. We talked about the 2012 presidential election. In particular, we looked at Donald Trump's aspirations to become president. My next guest has led both a harrowing and a hopeful life. She's endured homelessness and deprivation. She's also shown strength, fortitude, and conviction by raising herself above her past. We'll discuss her memoir, A Girl's Guide to Homelessness. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Brianna Karp was raised in Orange County, California, the daughter of an abusive, mentally ill mother and a father who left the family before she had any memories of him. She got her first job at age 10. She got a legal permit to work at age 12, and she supported her mother and her younger sister by working multiple jobs from the ages of 12 to 18, and at 18, she finally left home for good. She enrolled in community colleges, and she worked her way up from entry-level minimum wage jobs into administrative and legal secretary positions on up to an executive assistance position at a major corporation where she was pulling down about $50,000 a year and living a comfortable life. Until 2008, when she was laid off from her job. She's looking for permanent work and shelter as the recession drags on. She's become a passionate advocate and spokesperson for the homeless. She now lives and resides in Riverside, California. Welcome to the show, Brianna. How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on the show, and thank you for being an advocate for homeless people. You yourself have a very powerful story, and what first struck me about your story is not necessarily the tragedy of it, but your resourcefulness. So I want to talk about homelessness, which is the sweet spot of what you're talking about here. First of all, how pervasive is homelessness in America?
Especially with the recession, it's such a growing problem. It's extremely pervasive, and it's hard to get an accurate count. I think people have this stereotype of homeless people as, you know, the very visible ones, the guy you see begging on the corner for change. And then they also have, you know, the stereotype that all homeless people are dirty or lazy or mentally ill or addicts or don't want to work. And I think that the very visible homeless people that you see are only the tip of the iceberg. There's the fastest growing subcategory of homeless people are people like me that they kind of call the mobile homeless. We are living out of vehicles and campers and just trying to blend in and stay under the radar and get work and you know, get back on our feet. And I think one of the most important things that I learned too was that you don't know anyone's circumstances. Even the guy on the corner begging for change, you don't know anything about what's happened to him until you've spoken to him and learned his story and walked a mile in his shoes.
Well, I think that is a good advice, walk a mile in somebody's shoes. Tell us your story, Brianna. How did an educated white girl from middle-class Orange County become homeless? Because you really do break all of the stereotypes that we think of about homeless people.
Well, I think the scariest thing probably about my story is that, you know, I don't think I'm an exception. I think the kinds of things that happen to me are pretty common. I was laid off from my job as an executive assistant in July 2008. And, you know, that was scary in itself because I worked for Kelley Blue Book, and their bread and butter was the auto industry, which was the first thing to go under when the recession came. And so just over half of the 500-person company was laid off, myself included. And so it hadn't really sunk in. Like, I still had that denial about just the gravity of the situation and how bad the recession was. I was like, okay, no problem. I've never had trouble finding work before this. I had gotten a work permit at age 12. Being raised in an abusive family, it was very important for me to work as hard as I could and, you know, work my way up and get out of there as quickly as I could. So I had worked two or more jobs at a time since I was 12 years old. And so I was like, all right, this won't be a problem. I'll find work. So I you know, kind of limped along on unemployment for about 6 months, picked up temp jobs, and then those started drying up, and suddenly no one was hiring, and I wasn't able to pay rent anymore.
And that's when you became homeless, started living out of a trailer, et cetera. Well, your story exemplifies how opportunity can come from unexpected places. I mean, other people, maybe even myself, might have been downtrodden. You really turned your situation into something extraordinary. You used Wi-Fi that was free access at local places to send out job resumes. And then a friend suggested that you blog about your experience, and that's when things started to change for us. Talk to us about the blogging and where that led you.
Well, I had started it originally as kind of a joke. My friend was like, oh, you should write a blog. That's what people are doing these days. And I was like, okay, yeah, you know, cute, very funny. I wrote like one post as a joke, and then it felt kind of cathartic. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll write a couple more. So it was just kind of a way for me to relieve the day-to-day tension in between sending out resumes, you know, sitting in a Starbucks and sending out hundreds of resumes for, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day. And then it became something else. I didn't think people would ever actually really read it or connect to it. And all of a sudden it seemed like it touched a nerve and started garnering a following, and things just kind of escalated from there. And I discovered this entire community of homeless activists and advocates, and also homeless people. Who were you know, dialed in online and accessing computers from laptops that they had from before they were homeless, like me, or public like libraries, and they all, you know, they would give you the shirt off their back, even though they sometimes had nothing themselves, and they would offer moral support. They could point you towards local resources, and it was just this really great, warm, giving community that I found, and it totally blew away all my own preconceptions of what it meant to be homeless and who is homeless.
Well, clearly you did connect with a greater community out there. We're talking to Brianna Karp, author of the book The Girl's Guide to Homelessness. It's a memoir about her life. And not only does it resonate and did it connect with people out there in the general audience, but you also made a love connection as well from your blogging. So tell us about Matt, your blogger boyfriend.
He was a homeless activist in the UK, and he had been placed in a council flat, so he was no longer homeless. But he was running a website for homeless people to share articles and write down their own stories and kind of offer each other moral support. So he found my blog and asked me to be a guest writer on his site, which I did, and that's kind of how it first opened me up to this whole network of homeless people online through social media and everything. And then we ended up falling in love, and that's, I think, a lot of the charm of the book. You know, I don't want to give away the ending or where that ended up going, but I think, you know, besides all the, you know, the really harrowing stuff in the book and the grittier subject matter, it really explores both, you know, sides of the human experience, and there's a lot of hope in there. And I think part of the charm of it is seeing someone who's never been loved fall in love for the first time and feel love for the first time, even amidst the darkest period of her life.
Well, I said it at the outset, and I stand by it. Your book is filled with hopeful thoughts, and this is just one of those hopeful thoughts. We're talking to Brianna Karp, author of The Girl's Guide to Homelessness. Now, Brianna, I'm going to ask you a couple of pointed questions here, because some would argue that you had advantages over other homeless people. Notably, you had a laptop and a mobile phone. Aren't those kind of luxuries for a homeless person to be holding on to?
I would argue that technology is ubiquitous in today's society, and it's critical and essential to hang on to resources that can possibly, you know, get you work and a job. I definitely have always acknowledged that I was lucky, you know, luckier than most, or at least luckier than many. I think there are a lot of people like me who do have resources like a car or a laptop or a phone, and they hold on to those things and try to make, you know, the best possible use of them. At the same time, you know, I'm homeless. I don't have a home, and it was important to me to just, you know, I kind of went into autopilot mode and just said, okay, what will be the best possible use of the very few things I have left to you know, improve my situation? I've also always been very, very staunch about stating that I think all homeless people need help, and I don't think it's up to me or anybody else to judge or say, well, this person deserves help, but this person doesn't. Or, you know, well, I don't like this about that person's past. I think, you know, someone falls down into a well, you don't leave them there and say, well, they shouldn't have been sniffing around a well in the first place. You say, well, they're down there in the well and they need to be pulled out. So that's kind of my philosophy on homeless people. And I think most of the people that say, oh, well, she's not really homeless, or, oh, she's got more advantages than most, aren't actually homeless themselves. I've only heard positive feedback from homeless people, and they've been nothing but supportive.
Well, that is good to hear, Brianna. We're talking to Brianna Karp. Now, kind of along those same lines, you kept a dog throughout your homelessness. Your dog's name is Physique. And how important, he was an important part of your life. How difficult was it to keep a dog while you were homeless? And what advantages did having Physique provide you while you were homeless?
Well, Physique is a 160-pound Neapolitan Mastiff. And so it was important to me, because I take pet ownership very seriously, to at least try to keep him throughout this process. I mean, I obviously knew up front that if I became unable to continue taking care of him or paying for his feed, or, you know, wasn't able to take him out on daily walks, that I would have to adopt him out to somebody else, because I wanted my pet to live the best possible life. But for the time being, I was able to pick up temp work, and so it was wonderful living, you know, this solitary and really vulnerable life. It was wonderful not only having, you know, something to love and another creature to kind of feel connected to while I was all alone, but feeling like I had a protector. Especially being a woman out on the streets, there's definitely this level of fear and vulnerability there. So he kept the rapists at bay.
No, that's good. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine. We're talking to Brianna Karp, author of The Girl's Guide to Homelessness. And your story becomes much, much better. You become a media sensation when you landed an internship with Elle magazine columnist E. Jean Carroll. So how did you meet Ms. Carroll while you were living out of a trailer? And did you have any idea at the time that connecting with her would turn you into a media darling?
I didn't. I wrote her a letter on a whim, because I'd been reading her column for about 9 years. And I just dashed off a letter to her one day, just without even really thinking about it, and was like, well, I'm homeless and this is my story, and do you have any advice for me? Because she always gives such great advice, and she's very, like, you know, brutally honest and tells it how it is, but she's still very funny in the way that she presents it. So, you know, I just kind of did it thinking nothing of it, and that I'd never hear back, and I totally forgot about it. And then good 5 or 6 months later, she published my letter in her column with an offer for a 3-month telecommuting internship, which I accepted. And it was really amazing and opened all these doors for me that I had never expected would be opened. And the media just kind of grabbed on the story and ran with it.
And you are now a media darling. There's no doubt about it. So I'm glad that the story has a real upbeat, hopeful message to it. But, Brianna, reading your book, The Girl's Guide to Homelessness, what do you want readers to take away from reading your book?
I want them to you know, kind of challenge their own preconceptions about homelessness, and also realize that, you know, it's not so far removed as people seem to think. No one ever thinks that it could happen to them, and no one wants to believe that I could be their daughter or their sister or their friend or their coworker. And in The Girl's Guide to Homelessness, I touch on that a bit. You know, I've worked temp jobs alongside people who had no idea I was homeless, and would, you know, start spouting off things about how homeless people were lazy and dirty, and I'm sitting right next to them, and they have no idea. So it's just, you know, the overarching theme would be look a little closer, you know, and don't judge. Get to know these people, and know that, you know, sometimes you don't realize if you just take away one or two of the cushions that you think you have to fall back on, all of a sudden your safety net is gone.
Well, it's a moving memoir, The Girl's Guide to Homelessness. We've been talking to the author, Brianna Karp. Brianna, if people want to learn more about you, your story, or learn more about the book, where would you advise them to go on the Internet?
My blog is at girlsguidetohomelessness.com. The book came out yesterday and is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon.com, Indigo Chapters, and your local indie bookstore.
As well as Bank of Books right here in Ventura. Two different locations to serve you, 748 East Main Street and 2682 East Main Street, both in Ventura. Brianna, thank you so much for being our guest. Continued success, not only with the book, but in your life in general. We'll be talking to you down the road.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, thank you, Brianna.